Welcome back to the program. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. You would think that with the increasing technology involved in printing money, that trying to pass a counterfeit bill is now riskier than ever, although that didn't stop several criminals from doing just that in Jackson. To talk about the case and just how realistic this money looks, I'm joined by Lieutenant Elmer Hitt. He is with the Jackson Police Department. Lieutenant, welcome to the program.
Hi.
So from what I understand, these were $50 bills, which seems a bit ambitious. Maybe a 5 or a 10 would have drawn less attention. How were these bills discovered?
Well, the initial attempt of passing them at the Target store here in Jackson, the clerk actually picked up on it that she believed them to be fake or counterfeit. Prior to her being able to notify loss prevention there at the store or the police, the suspect apparently caught on that the clerk had caught on and snuck out of the store and left prior to anyone being able to make contact with him. And then actually the same Target store realized that about that same time, another individual did in fact successfully pass several counterfeit $50 bills.
I see several. So how much money was actually transacted with counterfeit money?
You know, I honestly don't know the number of bills, but I can say it was right around $900 worth of merchandise that was purchased from the store.
When it comes to the bills themselves, nowadays they have colors on them, they have watermarks, all kinds of things. Did these bills have all these components?
I've not seen the bills myself. I do not believe so. I think sometimes stores, clerks, they just get very busy in what they're doing, and instead of taking an extra or closer look. Again, I think they are just busy at times, and they manage to slip by them without them noticing.
Well, how are counterfeit bills typically made nowadays?
You know, I'm not a counterfeit bill expert by any means, but the technology with printers and whatnot, you can pretty easily make one that looks real. It's just you need to take an extra look at the security measures that are built into bills, which you can then easily identify as bill as not being real if you know what to look for.
In terms of where these bills came from, is this something local? Do you suspect that it might be something that is more widespread?
You there?
Yeah, sure am. Did you hear me there?
Yes. We're still investigating that. We're working with some other agencies around who have also experienced some of the similar passing of counterfeit, and that investigation is still ongoing. So as far as who we suspect this time, I really don't have that information.
I'm talking to Lieutenant Elmer Hitt. He's with the Jackson Police Department. We're talking about several recent cases of counterfeit money being used in stores in Jackson. Now, are these isolated cases, or have we seen other counterfeit attempts recently in Jackson?
Well, we have experienced some other attempts, but these two at Target in particular are the first we've seen as far as this large amount of money goes, you know, $700, $800, $900 worth of merchandise attempted to be purchased. But we have seen some other counterfeit bills over the last couple months, as small as five, tens, twenties, passed at primarily, it seems, as several party stores in the city of Jackson.
I read that there was a suspicion that the bills originated from the Detroit area. Is there some connection there?
Again, in the current investigation, we do have some information that leads us to believe people out of the Detroit area could be involved, yes.
I know the Secret Service comes right in on any counterfeit case. How involved are they, and how quickly do they engage in a situation once a counterfeit bill has been discovered?
You know, this time I know they have been contacted by investigators as far as how involved they are right now. I really can't tell you that, but I do know contact has been made with them, and the Secret Service is aware of the investigation.
I've seen cashiers use those pens to, I guess, confirm that a bill is real. Is there any other way to confirm and be positive that a bill is not fake?
The biggest thing is looking for those security measures that are built into the bills, the small fibers that are in them, the strip that is through bills now. And, I urge merchants, business owners, anyone dealing with cash, go on the internet and print off what to look for counterfeiting. And there's a lot of good tips on there, and it's laid out pretty clearly what you should be looking for to really easily be able to tell if a bill is counterfeit or not.
If you try to pass a counterfeit bill, what is the penalty for doing that?
It is a felony, regardless of the bill. And it could be a $1 bill. If it's counterfeit and you're presenting it as real, it is a felony.
Don't people typically say, hey, I had no idea this was a counterfeit bill. I got this from another transaction, and I'm trying to pay for my purchase here.
Yeah, and you could get that response, and obviously that would be up to the prosecutor's office of that local jurisdiction to determine what to how to proceed with that type of case.
Have people been caught in the counterfeit bills that cases that have been addressed in the Jackson area?
Speaking for the Jackson Police Department, the city of Jackson, no, we have not made any arrests as of yet tied to either the possession or passing of counterfeit within the last couple months when we've been seeing these.
And how commonly or how frequently do you think people end up using counterfeit bills, maybe without knowing it? Is it something that's probably a daily occurrence, or is it a rare event?
Well, I would say it's probably daily. I mean, when you're talking about abroad, across the United States, within the city, I can tell you our investigator who's primarily been looking at these, he estimated we've had about a dozen over the last couple of months where stores have identified bills as counterfeit. And one thing, quite often it's not at the time it's presented. It seems to be later on somebody notices it, or even when a deposit may be made or the bank is looking at the money when it's caught.
I see. Well, it certainly makes it very difficult then to trace it back to how the bill arrived there.
It can be a time, Jeff.
These kinds of crimes, some would say they're motivated in part by the tough economic times we're facing and that people are broke and desperate during the holidays. What would you say to that?
We haven't necessarily, pointed at that as being a result. I mean, we've had counterfeit bill issues in the past as well. I do think you tend to see spikes of it occurring, and then you may not see anything for a while, and then maybe a different group or counterfeit bills make their way into your city, and you see them for a period before it eventually ends, and you may not see it for quite a while again.
Finally, when a merchant does a transaction and now has received, let's say, even several $100 in counterfeit bills and calls the authorities, are they somehow reimbursed for that?
I don't know. I would think insurance businesses that have some type of insurance may cover that, but I can't speak for that for sure.
I see. And in terms of these cases this week, is there video then of the suspects?
Yeah, both stores, there was some video surveillance of when these transactions took place.
Well, that sounds like the best way to catch someone in the act.
Yes.
Lieutenant Elmer Hitt with the Jackson Police Department. Lieutenant, thank you very much for joining me.
Hey, not a problem. Thank you.
And we'll be right back with more. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS.